Welcome back to Leave It on the Dance Floor. You wanted part two, Brady and Trisha. She's here, the first dance mom to sit in on the podcast, Leave It on the Dance Floor. Here we go. Welcome, Trisha. Thank you for being here. And how's Miami?
Miami is great. Miami is probably the best place for me to live because there's always something to do.
Miami's great. There's something to do.
I love Miami. I love the weather. I love the people. I love the food. No complaints.
There's everything.
I mean, you can't complain about Miami.
And now your husband and you and just your little guy.
And Bodie. Yep. We're at home by ourselves. Brady's gone and so is Bennett.
Trisha's older son lives in Orlando, and he's a bio...
We're going to mess this up, Brady. What is it? He's a...
Biomedical science something.
Yes, he wants to do research. He has a biomedical microbiology degree.
Wow.
He's very smart.
Very smart.
Yes.
Good, because he has a brother that's a dancer, and he might need to pay his rent someday. I'm just throwing that out there. All right, Bennett, just letting you know, that's how it's going to work. You know, they traipsed him around all over the world.
And then Brady's going to get him into all the shows.
Well, yeah, he probably doesn't really care want to go to the show. Okay.
And then, he's over it by now.
And then
he's
Bodie over. Is at home, and he's 13.
He's 13.
Junior high.
He's going into eighth grade, and it's crazy how fast time flies. Like, seriously, it's just nuts. When he went to school this year, and I looked at him, and he got tall, and he just doesn't look like he lost that baby face. He doesn't look like a little kid anymore. And his voice is pretty deep too. It's kind of bizarre.
Now, do you do the PTA and the
no.
all the staff baking cupcakes
no.
helping?
No.
No. No.
I'm the one that if you want to go out for a cocktail afterwards, I'll go with you.
Oh, we're going for cocktails after this recording.
You heard it. And where can everybody follow you on your Instagram?
Oh, my Instagram is still the same at Dance Mom Trisha.
At Dance Mom Trisha, and you can see these fabulous restaurants she goes to, and the cocktails and the food.
And it's the fun.
It's art. It's like art, though.
I'm all about the fun.
All about the fun.
Which is why I didn't do so good on the show.
We're all gonna have fun.
Well, regardless,
because it wasn't very fun.
No, I mean, I bet. I will say that although it took a minute for the producers to get you to your limit, you delivered.
You delivered.
The only disappointment that I had
is you didn't throw that cake on one of them. You were a good person, and you just were raised correctly, and you just couldn't. You threw the cake, but
let's
not on
someone. Let's talk about
the
cake, Trisha.
So,
tell us all.
So I wasn't going to throw it at anybody. That's just not me.
She was going to say Stacy there for a minute.
No, okay, go. But, I mean, my thought was I was actually going to throw it straight up in the air.
And wherever so when it lands.
No, because remember how all of our mirrors, I was like on the end and their mirrors were like this. So I was hoping if I threw it up in the middle and it came down and hit, it would like splatter all over the place. But I couldn't get my hands quick enough underneath. That's why I was trying to talk so slow. I couldn't do it. And I was shaking and I was trying to just toss in the middle so it went over everybody. But
so was that production? Did they tell you to do that? They brought you the cake.
They brought you the cake. They obviously want you to throw it at someone, but.
My God, what would have happened if you threw it at like a mom?
What if it was me?
Oh,
did you want to
gosh.
Throw it at me?
No, you would have been out the door quicker than I could run over there.
Zooming in the chair.
Zooming.
Right? Yeah.
We're zooming.
I wouldn't have had the chance and the whole cake would have been ruined, but no.
So
did we get to eat the cake?
The kids did off the floor. How they do you did, forget it, that?
I, yeah. That's what I thought.
How
I thought
do you forget
I think
that?
The kids ate the cake.
It was all
the
over their face.
Yeah, we just wanted to eat it. So that was it. And you went home.
And we went home.
And were you allowed to tell people that you went home? Was there any limitations put on you by production?
I hate that I'm going to even say this, but I really don't remember. I don't think I was supposed to tell anybody. I think we knew we couldn't talk about it. I went home, and I don't think we even left the house for a week. No, right? We were just kind of both in shock, and I was tired, and I was like, what the heck just happened? This is crazy. I didn't tell anybody. I mean, obviously my family knew, but.
And then when you were called back to come on, they didn't tell you when you left? You're coming back in a week?
No.
I remember how it happened.
What?
We were in Pittsburgh for like the promo shoot.
They didn't tell us till we were, yeah, because.
And then Brian was like, "Oh, you can stay."
So really,
we didn't
you
know.
You can stay if you want to.
We didn't know. We didn't know. Well, he, you know, he had. I don't remember. Did he ever really talk? He didn't. When we were home, I mean, I think it was always presumed that maybe we would get to come back, but it was never like they were even thinking about it because, you know, they're trying to make me feel bad that I was, you know, like terrible at this, but which I was.
I knew he was coming back. I don't. That's strange.
Which
that
which I didn't know because now it makes sense. I mean, looking back at it now, obviously, you're going to want me to feel like that because then I'll be more upset when I come. Like, it
yeah.
makes sense
yes.
now.
Well,
but in the moment, I was just like, really? Like, that's kind of crazy, but whatever.
And I think that you, like, Brady was painted to be the new Maddie, kind of. So in hindsight, I'm sure you were looked at as the new Melissa, but you didn't have any, like, family drama or anything going on. So that's where they probably, like, because
yeah,
I mean, Melissa didn't.
Number three and all that.
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, yeah. Melissa, no disrespect, Melissa didn't really bring much to the table other than her kids being great. You know, for Cameron, Maddie was awesome, but Melissa really didn't have much story, one, because she kept it to herself, and then it was...
Well, also, when you lie that much, you have to be really smart to remember who you told what
but,
lie to.
Yeah, so Trisha doesn't lie, and when they said that Brady was not coming back, I think it struck a nerve.
It definitely did, and...
After, also, she just watched those two performances. Well, no. No,
we knew. We had to go through the... I think that's what made it the hardest, is we had to go through the whole week knowing we were leaving.
Oh, yeah. I mean...
And you didn't think at the very end I would have said,
no,
screw you, mothers. Brady's staying. You can all leave.
No, because I don't... No, because I know this is a game, and I don't think they would really have allowed you to do that. I think it's more drama the way...
Yeah,
that they did. I mean, looking back at it now, in the moment you don't think clearly. You're just like reacting, or in my case, sometimes trying not to react on purpose because you don't want to open the door for, you know, the floodgates. Exactly. Like for me, there's just so much that I can take, and I get to my limit because I'm not. I mean, like I said, my personality is different. I like to have fun. You know, I can speak up when I have to, but I just. That's just not my personality. Like, you really do have to push me, but when I get mad, I get mad.
I mean, Abby basically said that, you know, all the mothers were jealous of a 14-year-old boy. So, I mean, would you say that was story, or what? Like, what do you think about the whole reality? The whole reality aspect.
Like, that's where it becomes confusing, because I think, you know, all the kids were close, you know, I think the moms are my friends, and I, you know, believe that. But I also know that it is reality TV, and they're going to have to do things to push us all to get us to react, you know, or no one's going to want to watch. It's going to be boring. Mm. And I get it, for me, sometimes I'm very guarded because I'm careful not to get to that moment. You know, I don't want to say
something
I shouldn't. Especially knowing, like, I would never, and my whole biggest thing is I never wanted to do or say anything that could potentially affect Brady and his career. And it's very hard to figure out in the moment, oh my gosh, like, because of course we're all mama bears. We want to protect our kids and we want to speak up for them, but there has to be, you know, there's a limit. And for me, I felt like I was more guarded in that respect just because it takes, I don't know, it just not really guarded. It just takes me more, I think, to get mad than other people. So I don't know, but it was a complete shock. And, I don't know whether or not they were jealous of Brady or not jealous of Brady. The thing that really got me upset was, and I probably why I reacted the way I did when I finally got really mad. In past seasons, I feel like if a cast member was sent home, the other moms and everyone would rally around them and, you know, try and come to, and that didn't happen at all. So I think that's what pushed me to react, because then I felt like, okay, if you don't like me or what I'm doing, don't, it's getting taken out on him, and he's done a great job and he's a good kid and a good dancer. So I think that's, I mean, they got me. That's, you know, it pushed my buttons. But,
and I saw, I mean, there's one part where you both like hold hands just because I think it just got too crazy.
Well, yes, but also I'm not defending any mother, believe me, I would never do that. But I think it came as such a shock for them to all run over and hug Brady. I think everyone was dumbfounded.
Everyone, no, it,
you
they
just
were.
See, like,
no, and but when we had the chance
after
in the moment, the moment, we were all in shock. I'm not saying that, but even like
an hour later,
or as the week went on, do you know what I'm saying? It was still kind of like, oh, they're going home. Like, maybe everyone thought it wasn't going to happen. I've thought about that too.
Yeah.
I'm not complaining about it. I'm not mad. It is what it is. It's TV. But that was at the moment why I think I got as mad as I did. That was why.
So let's leave it on the dance floor. Let's leave it on the dance floor. Rank the mothers that were on the show with you on the pyramid. We can do it either way. We can do the nicest one to you on the top, or we can do the most evil on the top. And work your way down.
Do you see Brady's telling me no?
Come on, rank
not
them
a
on.
Good
they're
idea.
They're all gonna sit here and they're, not gonna, a, they're
okay.
gonna rank
Let's,
you.
I'll rank. I don't care. Let them rank me. I'm gonna rank them based on who I would think would go have a cocktail.
There
with
you
me
go.
Right.
Okay, that's great. That's wonderful.
Okay, very all fair. Right.
So wait, we need to call this something. You know, it's a pyramid of champagne glasses. You know when they put them and they and it the drips down into the glasses.
Cocktail hour. I don't know. Let's.
Here's the funny thing. I feel like
cocktail carousel. I don't know.
What's the pyramid? What's a P drink? Starts with a P.
Prosecco.
Prosecco pyramid.
And,
here we go.
And when we, when we first you know started filming, you know Prosecco and you know Cosmos and lemon drops are my favorite drinks. And so I kind of, you know, introduced Prosecco to a few of the moms who had never had it before.
Oh, perfect.
They might not, you know, admit that they've drank Prosecco while we were, you know. Actually, we never drank when we were filming, but afterwards.
So you guys never
drank. Okay.
Yeah, I was going to say, so season 8, you guys never drank while you were filming.
No.
Okay. Absolutely
it would have not. No, no.
Interesting, because... And previous cast members say differently for the
I know, but then they left alcohol in my studio while... We were out of town for the competition for the weekend. We had rehearsal at the studio, a big rehearsal. Kids came from a school for a musical rehearsal or something in my studio. The office door was wide open, and there was the alcohol laying on the floor. Any one of those kids could have taken it, stole it, got drunk, died, whatever. I always get emails and direct messages online from kids and parents asking if I can record a short video. Wishing someone a happy birthday, a milestone congratulations on a special achievement, or even just my advice before performing at a competition. With Cameo, my followers, the ALDC elites, have the chance to connect with me directly. Looking to have Abby Lee's last word as you enter an exciting moment of your life? Maybe put you, your friend, or a special someone at the top of the pyramid? Or do you want them at the very bottom? Anything is possible on Cameo. Connect with me from anywhere on the globe at cameo.com/TheRealAbbyLee. That's cameo.com/TheRealAbbyLee. The sky's the limit on Cameo.
Anyway,
they had us try drinking one episode where we were somewhere and they brought us to a bar, remember, and had us drinking.
Yeah, but not sitting upstairs in my studio with a cup in
hand. No, we would never do that.
Boom. There you go.
So the
different class of people.
Yes. So the Prosecco pyramid.
Well, I'm not saying that. I never thought. Oh, okay. Yeah. I never thought about that, actually. I mean, it would have been, probably would have gone, the time would have.
Maybe you would have given the producers what they wanted.
Maybe
that's what you were missing.
They should have given me Prosecco in my water bottle.
You just cracked the code. So rank, do the Prosecco pyramid.
Oh, I don't even know. Like,
or just say a couple moms that you'd go out.
I would definitely like to drink Prosecco with Ashley.
Yes.
And Anne.
Mm. Wait, who's Ashley?
Presley's mom.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I'm sorry. I think of Bryn's mom, and I'm like, wait, he wasn't there with
Yes,
Bryn.
Multiple
Ashley. Okay, Ashley and
Abby,
Anne.
You want me to do the Prosecco pyramid, and you can't remember the lady's name?
Yeah, I can't. Go ahead. The world does.
Have you been drinking Prosecco in that glass right now?
No.
Maybe there's vodka in your water bottle.
H2O. Tequila.
I don't know. Maybe we should have, you know, season 14 and... The only stipulation is you have to drink the Prosecco while you're sitting upstairs. And I bet you that would be a great show.
Okay.
More people would sign up.
Probably.
Okay, so who's on top?
Oh, she's not
Ashley's
gonna let me get
on
out.
Top. Ashley, then Anne, then
no,
who else?
No, no, no. They're all on the same level. Everyone, I'm just. I'm just saying I would give more Prosecco to Ashley because she would definitely drink more.
Okay. She's fun, though. She's fun.
They're all fun. Well.
Okay. Yeah.
So let's move on.
We're all going to drink out of the big Prosecco bottle one day.
When you told your husband you got the TV show, he knew about it, obviously. He knew about past experiences. He knew about Starz doing a Miami spinoff.
Correct.
So now you get it. We have to go to Pittsburgh. So how did that affect your family life? You finally moved to Miami. You're all there as a family for Brady. He's dancing. Your husband has a good job. And now it's like, oh, see ya. I'm going again.
They were basically by the time, we moved to Pittsburgh, everyone was on board. It was a little shocking at first because I don't think we really thought we were going to get it. But they were used to it. They had done it already, so.
The boys were fine.
Yeah, I mean, they were fine. They were older at this point. So, and it was only, I think, 6 months. It wasn't that long.
And your husband has to run everywhere?
Yeah.
Or did you have like a nanny or something?
No, I don't have a nanny. I wish. I don't even have a house cleaner. I need one. But
I mean, honestly, I think everybody at home would agree. It's like nobody cleans your house better than yourself. Like, I feel like.
Well, that's true, too. Yeah, and my biggest thing is, even when I thought about getting someone in to help me, I feel like I have to clean it before they come anyway.
Everybody feels that way.
Right?
You have to like tidy.
So what's the point?
I do it in the hotel. When the housekeeper's coming in, I'm like trying to move everything.
Oh my God, I do too. Because I don't want them to walk in and be like, oh, these people are, slobs. So, yeah.
So.
Because they know you from TV.
How did it feel getting to Pittsburgh, seeing the infamous Abby Lee Dance Company? Had you been there before? You just went to the LA studio, right?
We had never been there before, had we? No, we had just been to the LA studio before. I mean, it was kind of cool. I mean, it's iconic. I mean, I'm going to say it's an iconic place. You know, being a dance mom, you always think, am I ever going to get to go sit upstairs? I mean, I never thought I would. But.
It was a mess there that was running.
Yeah,
she had paint all over the walls. Yeah. It was disgusting. But
and it was cold. I just remember it was freezing.
Yes. Yes.
And we almost didn't make it the first day because there was a blizzard. Yeah, it was fun times. Fun times.
No hot bars, no boats pulling up.
Nope.
Outside
freezing,
to the bar.
The heat's
freezing,
not working.
Cold. Yes.
We're working long hours.
Very different than Miami. So think about my mother, 18 years having a studio in Miami.
Oh.
Her kids working at the Fontainebleau with Sammy Davis Jr. and Elvis and the Rat Pack and everybody. And then marrying my dad and moving to Pittsburgh.
Yeah, I don't know.
She hated it every minute of her life.
She was a good woman. I would have been like, let's move back to Miami. Uh-huh. Miami's great.
Well, my dad wanted to move to Miami, but she didn't want him to give up the job with the railroad. You have a little boy at home, Bennett, and then you have Brady.
And then we have Bodie.
But did Bodie, Brady started dancing before Bodie was born, or were you expecting, or how did that work?
I had just had Bodie. Bodie was 6 weeks old when Sean got deployed to Iraq. Ugh. And then we were moving to Fort Hood, Texas. And I was trying to, before Sean left, get all the kids set up with all their, after school activities and get a schedule going. And then Brady was a really, he loved gymnastics. He was a really good gymnast. So I was going to, sign him up for gymnastics. In Texas.
Where you were moving. Okay.
And then he was just like, oh, I want to take a dance class. And I'm like, you do? I'm like, okay, so I signed him up for acro, thinking that's what he meant because he's probably seen acro classes before.
Right.
And that's kind of how it started.
So you found a studio in Texas near the home that you bought, that you moved to, and then it was on base. You had to live on base?
No, because I've lived in Texas twice. At that point, we were living
on your own.
On our own.
Go get your own house.
And I was signing up for him for gymnastics, and he decided he wanted to take a dance class, and they had dance classes at the gym that he was going to.
Oh, okay. So he did gymnastics as well and took a dance class, like in a little room off
correct
the gym. That's how it works.
Yes, that's how it works. And that's how he got started.
And the teacher said, whoa, this kid is good.
I think it was after the second class, the teacher came out and, I said, where's Brady's mom? And I thought, oh gosh, what did he do? He got in trouble.
The second week.
And she was like, I don't know how to tell you this, but, I used to be a ballet dancer and a ballet teacher, and he's just a natural. He's a natural dancer. I was like, really? And she's like, yeah. So that's kind of how it started. She's like, you know, I want to try and put him on my competition team and let's see how it goes. And then the rest was history. He did both for a while and it was really hard because he couldn't, you know, spend the time training in both disciplines. It was too long. So when we moved to Miami, then he just stopped competing in gymnastics.
But you moved to Miami to go to a dance studio.
Yes, to go to Stars.
And your family, you moved with Brady.
Yes, Brady and I.
Like people move to LA for their kid to be on a sitcom or try to be. Whatever.
Correct. Victor and Angel wanted Brady to come down and take a class and see how he likes Stars. And I was kind of like, okay, well, come, but, you know, we just moved here. You know, we just bought a house. Our intention was to stay in North Carolina. Sean was the ROTC commander in Greenville, and he was going to retire, and we were going to stay there. You know, we thought this is a great place to retire.
It is, and a great place to raise children and a nice environment,
so
right.
We bought a house, and 2 months later, Victor convinced me to drive down to Stars to take a dance class, and we got in my little minivan, packed a suitcase, and never went back.
Wow.
The rest is history.
Wow.
Yeah.
And you're still there. You love Miami.
I love Miami.
So when did you get your husband and your other kids out of North Carolina?
2 years. He had to stay. He actually ended up having to retire, so he had to stay there for 2 years to finish that assignment, and then they moved down to Miami with us. So it was a lot of back and forth for the first 2 years. We did our best. You know, in the beginning, I drove home almost every weekend.
So your husband and wife, and you look at each other and say, we have to do this. Like, there's no question.
There was no question.
Make it work.
He, you know, and Sean was on board from the beginning. He was very supportive. And I think because we were a military family, you have to be very flexible. You have to adapt.
You
to
move
your
around a lot. Right.
It's just kind of, it was kind of like, okay, this is what we're going to do. Like, he has this talent and we don't really know what to do with it. So.
And we trust these people and.
They know how to train boys. You know, they're going to help us. And.
You went for it.
I went for it. Yeah. And it, I mean, there were a lot of nights where I would cry. I mean, I'm not going to lie. Like, it was hard. Like, what am I doing? You know, we're here. I still have 2 young kids at home. My husband's trying to make, you know, trying to be mom and dad. It was tough, but we got through it. And they've always been really, really supportive.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
Like I told you that. The 2 other boys? Wait. You'll be paying for the weddings. You'll be paying. No, I just mean. Like the weddings or the this, or they're going to buy a house. They're going to say, hey, you know all those dance lessons you paid for? That's a down payment on a house.
So,
give me a check, Mom. Millions of kids go to bed hungry each night in the U.S. So when I found out about a nonprofit that feeds 5,000 underserved children each night named Katerina's Club, headed by Chef Bruno Serrato, I knew I had to help. After all, who knows kids better than me? He launched Katerina's Club when he found out about California's motel kids. These children are so poor that their entire families live in single-room motels with no kitchens, nowhere to cook, no dinner. So food was a rarity for many of these families. He has been feeding kids, 5,000 kids, every single night since 2005. He even mortgaged his home twice to keep the program going. When his restaurant, Anaheim White House, burned to the ground, he found another kitchen that same day to keep feeding kids without interruption. He has served well over 10 million meals. We are looking for any size donations. After all, a $5 donation feeds a family of 4. While food banks are helping ease the crisis, many of these children, often referred to as motel kids, live in cheap, crime-ridden units that do not contain kitchens. Since these families are unable to cook dinner, they depend on already prepared meals like those provided by Katerina's Club. To become involved and make a donation, go to katerinasclub.org/donate. Again, that's katerinasclub.org/donate.
Trisha, I have to ask for our listeners.
Here we go.
Where are the Gucci sunglasses? Do you have them?
I do.
They need to be framed. They need to be auctioned.
Like a shadow box or something.
The funny thing is I have a ton of sunglasses.
Okay.
She lives in Miami.
And those are still my favorites. And at one point, I thought I had lost them. Yes.
Scary.
And I got really, really upset. And then I found them. So now I'm careful not to really use them because I don't want to ever lose them.
No, those are just iconic. So tell our listeners
I want to just tell her something. So I lost, you remember that fur? It was like a faux fur.
Faux fur. It wasn't real.
Cape with the big fox hood. I wore it into one episode.
Yes.
Gone. Gone.
Where'd you lose that?
I don't think I lost it. Just saying. Next, the white purse going to Baskin Robbins. The white Louis Vuitton. Gone.
It's almost like an initiation.
You, I remember you get, when you bought that purse.
Yeah, you get something really gorgeous. You get it on. You wear it on TV, and then you lose it. It got its moment on TV, and then it's like, oh, sorry, Abby, you don't get to have it anymore.
Chanel watch. I know, it's crazy.
But
it's just gone missing.
So, Trisha, tell our listeners why you decided to wear those sunglasses when you came in the next day.
I have to have a reason?
Yes. Well, no. I mean, was it because you were crying or was it because you were just like, I'm so sick of these people. I don't even want to look at them. Like, be honest. What was the reason?
I'll be honest.
Pink eye.
The funny thing is everyone thought it was because I was hungover.
No, I didn't think that.
I was like, no.
She was hungover every other day.
No,
she
was not. No, I was mad. Obviously, I was upset. And I was, if anyone, I don't know if you guys know who Victor Smalley is. He's Brady's dance teacher. Yes. I was channeling my inner Victor that day.
Yes.
When Victor gets mad and upset, he sticks on, or he's in the, you know, bad mood, he sticks on the sunglasses. And I'm like, you know what? I'm putting on the sunglasses today.
That was iconic.
And I didn't want to look at anybody.
No other mother in all of Dance Moms did that. You were the only, can you believe, you were the only dance mom to think to...
That's hard to believe I was the only dance
that,
mom.
That came in to shoot upstairs, just sunglasses on, and it had the Gucci on. It was just everything, everything. Yeah, like,
I'm surprised they didn't make me take them off, but I probably would have put up a fight.
I think you could think. They were like, oh, this is too good. She's finally delivering. She's giving us what we
want.
I am
putting the sunglasses on. I didn't want to look at anybody. I was upset, and I was mad, and... I was channeling my inner Victor that day.
At one point in the episode, I thought it was hysterical. You said, send the rest of them home. Find six more Bradys. So was
I thought you were talking about the moms.
Send the rest of them home, like the kids and the moms. Like, just get rid of them all.
Maybe the editing, though. Who knows? Maybe you actually meant the moms, and they made it seem like you were talking about the kids.
I don't know. I was so mad. I was Beetlejuice
that
day.
That's a great line. It was a great line.
It was great. So, I mean, listen, it was worth the 5-episode wait. I think it's pretty fair to
that
say.
That wasn't one of my finest moments, though.
No.
Oh, in television, it was your finest moment.
Yeah.
It was.
So, having...
If the cake had hit somebody, that would have been the finest moment. But because it went on the floor, it was the sunglasses.
Did you think of the line, the moms had their cake and they're eating it too? Did you think of that, or they told you to say that?
No, I thought of that.
Good. There you go.
That was like in the moment.
I mean, good. It was, Abby. That was great.
I was like, don't act crazy.
So
you were saying that to yourself?
Yes, I was trying
to. See, I've never said that to myself. Viewers?
Well.
I have never said to myself, don't act crazy. I have said to myself, I am so livid. I am dumping out this whole purse because I cannot find such and such, or I'm fed up. I'm not going to have people touch me in the audience from behind anymore. I'm out of here.
No, yeah. I try to channel my inner crazy when all possible. Like, I don't try to let it out there.
And I'm sure, that's
that's
why.
That's the difference between us. There you go. Right there. Right there.
So I think you left a lot out on the dance floor. I'm happy that you came on.
Yes, this is a great surprise.
No, wait.
Yes.
Wait, I have more questions.
Go ahead and ask. I was going to...
Hold on. Let me see what time it is.
Yeah, I know, because we have a dinner reservation.
Okay. All right. So
we can't miss cocktail hour.
No, all right, wait.
I was trying to find out something. So your son is here. He's living in New York City.
He's living his... I've dreamed living of living in New York City. Living his best life in New York City.
Yes. And so you moved him into the dorm.
We moved him in
How
today.
How was that? Just like your son going to college?
Yeah. Bennett? Same experience.
Same
experience. He's
no emotion, no tears, no.
No, because it's like he's done it before. At this point, it's, you know, the normal. I actually wanted him to get back because he's, you know, ready to get going again.
And curfew. Do they have a curfew at this place?
Not when you're over 18.
Not when you're over 18. No curfew.
Good for you.
So what about Does anything about the city scare you? About him being here on his own, or just his city in general?
No, I'm from New York. You know, I grew up in Queens.
Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah. That's why we've always been on the
same
page.
You know, when you came in and sat in that chair and you spoke, I thought, she sounds like she's from New York.
Yeah, I'm from New York, yeah.
Okay.
Makes so much sense.
Yeah, I mean, the city doesn't scare me. I mean, obviously I don't like him wandering around at night by himself if he ever does that.
That's in any city.
I don't think you do that. Do you do that? But you know what I mean? Other than that, in the beginning I was worried about him being able to do his own laundry and cook for himself, but you know, he's done really well. I'm proud of him.
So in this dorm, they don't have any of that. They have their own kitchen.
He has a little kitchenette, and then downstairs they have like a huge industrial kitchen.
That everybody can use.
That everyone can use. Yeah.
Nice.
Washer, dryer in the dorm or no?
Yes.
Oh.
On his floor, there's a gym. Yeah.
Great.
He's got everything he needs. He's all set up.
That's what sold me.
And you didn't have to write a check out. Hallelujah.
There you go.
Hallelujah.
Thank God.
Yes. Yes.
So, Tricia, what was your favorite moments, you know, seeing your son on
television?
Like, what was your favorite thing to see him either perform, you know, a moment that you look back on and you're like, this is why I did this.
Definitely his swan song solo, mm-hmm. I think, was my favorite moment, because I thought, you know, after everything he's been through this week, he went out there and nailed it.
Nailed it.
You right, know, and nobody's going to touch him. They didn't really go in on my face and stuff, but I was like, he just proved himself.
And that whole week, even with, you know, that was the hardest group piece, for mm-hmm. him, because
for him, he was all, you know, different. Everything he did was different.
Everything. And I think I was so proud of him, even though we were, you know, going home and everything else had happened that week. You know, I was so proud of him because he did it, you know, and he really, I mean, he killed it. He did a great job.
Now, the decision to go to ballet school and leave his studio and his peers that he grew up with and competed with, and you guys again. Did he come to you and say that, or did he show you the email and said it's time? Or you knew?
I knew. I mean, we knew the time was coming, and you know, I've always said, it's, you know, Brady, it's on you and your terms. You know, when you're ready to go, you know, everyone, you know, there are people that, you know, kind of wanted him to go earlier and thought maybe, you know, it was time for him to go.
Some ballet people.
And I just knew, you know, he was still getting the training that he needed, you know, both from, you know, Victor and Angel at Stars and from his, you know, ballet teacher, Magali. You know, he was getting what he needed. So I left it up to him. Like, when you're ready to go and you know the time's right, I always said, don't let people pressure you. This is your life. This is your decision. And, you know, when he got the email, it was after we were here. He was in a Twyla Tharp show. And
wasn't that supposed to go to Broadway? Yes. Wait a minute. What was the name? Tell me that.
Twyla Now.
Yeah, but I thought I wanted to see that, and I didn't get up here to see that. I don't know where I was. But I remember hearing about it, and Brady was in it, and it was a big deal here in the city. What?
Savannah,
right.
Wasn't it?
Right.
We had traveled the summer before. He'd, you know, visited a couple of places, potential schools. And
for ballet.
For ballet.
Okay.
And
like San Francisco or Boston or around the country.
Correct.
Okay.
And he was in the show. And then, you know, it was during that period of time where he's like, I just think I'm meant to be in New York. This is what I want to do. This is where I want to be. You know, and then we went home and Christmas, and then it just kind of worked out. He got the email, and he was gone in January.
You can make it here, you can make it anywhere.
Mm-hmm. When you're ready, you're ready, you know?
Yeah, and it's so nice, though, that you're originally from New York, and
yes,
he found
he's
his
actually
way.
Born in New York. He was born at West Point.
Really?
Yeah.
Look at that. You're you know, born and raised.
West Point is? Trisha got a good guy. I like a man in uniform. Tell your husband that.
But
see, Abby said she likes a man in uniform.
Trisha,
I'm going to tell him that. All right.
I have to say, my favorite moment of you on the show was the last episode when you guys did the prom and you opened up about your son.
About Bennett.
Yes, and you know, just obviously as a member of the community, I thought that was very special that you shared that. So just thank you. It was very nice, and you were very honest and. I think that it was something that a lot of mothers that maybe were watching needed to hear.
And that was totally, you know, I didn't see that coming the moment, or, you know, it was just very organic. And I think that's probably what, you know, made it so special too, is it was real.
Yeah.
Because reality TV isn't always real.
And what happened when Bennett watched the episode?
Oh my gosh, I don't want to say I don't remember. But it was so long after that.
Well, if you don't remember, then I guess that's a good thing.
No, it was a good thing. I had already, when I kind of got an idea that's where it was going, I mean, I spoke to him first to make sure.
Oh, you did?
Great.
Okay. You know, and before anything went, like, he, you know, I wanted to make sure he was okay with everything. And he was, obviously. But yeah, that was probably one of the highlights too. I think that, as Brady, you know, said last week, that week was just very special for everybody.
Yeah,
Wouldn't it have been nice if they, at the conclusion when we're all in the dressing room fighting, said, season 8B starts. You guys have 2 months.
They would have kept the chemistry going, but I think, like we said with Brady, just it felt very fulfilled. All, you know, bittersweet. It should have continued, but I think also, like, just you all had such a great experience too. You know,
right? Highs and lows, but all in all,
it came together.
Yeah, and they meet people that, and you're in such close quarters with them, and it's like being thrown into a tour, doing a national tour. And he said that when he was on the show last week about how going, when we went to Europe and when he was going on the buses, it prepared him for being on tour with the ballet company.
Right. It's real life. That's what, you know, if you want to be a dancer, that's what it's all about. And it's also, you know, even the same, you know, every week when you're teaching the choreography and they have to learn it so quickly and they have to be able to perform it, that's real life. That's what professional dancers do. Sometimes, you know, you have to film for someone and you might not even have time to rehearse it. You have to watch a video or something, you know. So I think it really did help prepare him for this, you know, point of his life.
So now what's next? Where do you see Brady 5 years?
I said, I'm going to get yelled at.
At least you knew. At least you knew. You learned something. What? What did he say?
I said it so many times. Just now.
Oh, okay. No, you're good.
I didn't think you said
it
at all.
You're Brady. Abby's not going to yell at you.
I thought you spoke very well, and you thought first before you used your words, and you used great vocabulary. I thought it was good. Go ahead. Your mother's another story.
Because I haven't had a cocktail yet.
Yes. Okay. 15 minutes. Yes.
We got to hurry up.
Yes.
Actually,
2. No, I changed it to 7:15.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay,
I'm always thinking ahead. Brady has, you know, had the chance over the last few years since we did the show to travel a lot and visit, you know, a lot of different countries. And I just see his life, you know, being fulfilled that way. He's dancing. Hopefully he'll make it into the main company, ABT, and just continue to travel the world and dance. You know, there's still some stages he hasn't danced on that he wants to, and hopefully he'll make it there someday.
Right. And then right down the street.
And right down the street.
Is Broadway.
Yep. There you go.
And you never know.
You never
That's
know.
Why I voice want lessons. You to stay on him,
I know.
Please.
Voice lessons. You got to do voice lessons.
Okay. So just stay on him about that.
I will.
Okay. And talk to whoever you can with ABT, or if there's a supervisor, a counselor, whatever, see whatever you can do, because I would like to have him as my sidekick sitting next to me in one of these episodes of season 9, The Competition Begins.
Okay, we'll see what we can do.
Yes, that'd be great. But you just sit and laugh and chitter chatter, and that's it. He doesn't really have to say anything.
But Trisha, this wasn't that bad, right?
No, this wasn't that bad.
Yes, and
thank
you.
This is much easier than filming a reality TV show.
I bet, with people who you know are going to make you not good in the edit.
I know. Yes. That's the thing.
We got your back,
out to
Trisha.
Get you.
You have to be nice to me.
Yes. Thank you for being the first mom. You're
the first mom.
Yay.
On Leave It on the Dance Floor. Yes. And thank you all for watching. Thank you for listening. Here we have Trisha Farrar. And tonight, she left it all on the dance floor.
Yes.
Except that Prosecco pyramid.
Yeah,
we're going to work
Prosecco
on that.
Pyramid.
Everybody at home listening, if you're in the car, if you're traveling, if you're working out, I don't know if you're working out, but whatever, you rank the moms from season 8 on the Prosecco pyramid.
Ooh, we might need to do an Instagram poll.
You do it and write it.
Yeah.
All right, thank you all. And until next time, straighten your legs, point your feet, and all that jazz. ALDC Elite, thank you so very much for listening. Be sure to subscribe and give Leave It on the Dance Floor a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. If you want to watch each week and see exclusive behind-the-scenes content like my never-seen-before pictures and videos from the competitions, some even taken from the wings, classes at the ALDC studio in Pittsburgh, or even our iconic dance concerts, head over to Patreon or become a member on YouTube Premium, linked in the show notes each week. See you on the flip side.
A Huda Media Production.